Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Really spent his life trying to let the West know about the threat from China. And he was someone I ran into up at Dave Bratt's CEO Summit a couple of weeks ago out at Liberty University, and we had a great chat. And he's just brilliant, and I'm so happy to say he's going to be joining us today at 3:35. Ordinarily, you'd be finding him on Newsmax or Fox or one of the Sunday shows, but he's going to be with us at 3:35. And then at 5:35, how great is it we get to welcome Dinesh D'Souza back to the program? It's been, a couple of months, I guess. Dinesh has a brand new film out. It's called Vindicating Trump, and I must confess, I have not seen it yet. So I am looking forward, as I always do, to chatting with Dinesh D'Souza. Again, he'll be here at 5:35. And I want him to give me the lay of the land with this Vindicating Trump film. Have you seen it? If you have seen it, do me a favor. Send me a note on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Kamala Harris is in the news again. No, not for any of the right reasons. God, what an embarrassment. She did this piece on 60 Minutes the other night, and we've got some snippets from it. I'm going to give you a little peek behind the curtain. I'm going to pull the curtain back here for a second. I'm going to give you two peeks behind the curtain. The first one is the really important one. Every single day, Jeremy and I sort of scour the interweb. Well, not sort of. We do. We scour the interwebs. We're looking for great sound, great audio, great pieces from interesting people. And today, I do believe Jeremy will back me up. He might be raising his hand as we speak. I sent him a note. I said, Jerm, this is all you need. A whole day, we got covered. 10, 12, 1,000, I don't even know how many. Snippets from Kamala Harris's chat with 60 Minutes and Tampon Tim Walz's chat with 60 Minutes. We don't need anything else. So Jeremy, as we speak, I'm sure, is loading them all in. And we'll give him a listen as we head through the afternoon. I didn't even look anywhere else except to the state of Florida. Because as you know, at some point I'm going either to Tampa or Tel Aviv. Both of them right now looking kind of dangerous. Tel Aviv, on the one-year anniversary of the October 7th slaughter, that was yesterday, as you know, some of their friends, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, who knows at this point, they were launching missiles at Tel Aviv. So Tel Aviv may be off the list for a bit. Tampa, which ordinarily doesn't deal with tropical storms in the same way that the east coast of Florida does. Because when my folks moved, and you know, it was the law, they got to a certain age, they were required to leave Philadelphia and move to Florida, the other land of our people. And they were there in Del Boca Vista, right near the Seinfelds. And I thought, man, that's where all the storms go, right? I mean, I remembered, was it Andrew that hit Dade County at the time? Now that's Miami-Dade County. But it just destroyed place. I think Homestead, Florida, wasn't the entire community just destroyed? Crazy. So it always, to me, seems to be the East Coast that deals with these storms. Well, here, the West Coast, the Gulf Coast, dealt last week or so with Hurricane Helene, was not pretty by any stretch of the imagination. They're still trying to recover. And now you've got this Hurricane Milton, which, according to the latest thing I saw, is a Category 5 hurricane. And it's going to be hitting that Gulf Coast yet again. So, I don't know, maybe Tampa is... are there any other T cities? The only one I could think of was Trenton. Trenton, New Jersey, and I ain't going there. So I don't know. But I'm looking at that, and Kamala Harris, a complete and total fraud that she is. A vice presidential buffoon, an embarrassment the likes of which this nation perhaps has never seen, is stamping her feet and huffing and puffing because Governor Ron DeSantis would not take her call. Oh, it's all political. Why is he not talking to me? Because you don't have any role in the disaster relief. That's why. It would be like me calling Ron DeSantis. Hey, give me Tallahassee on the line, will you? Yeah. Hey, I'm calling for Governor Ron DeSantis. Katz. Jeff Katz. Jeff, J-E-F-F, Katz. No, not C-A-T-S, K-A-T-Z. Yes, I'm calling for Governor Ron DeSantis. Well, I want to talk about disaster relief. Well, no, just like the vice president, I don't have any actual responsibilities or role or power or anything like that. But, you know, you mean he's not going to take my call either? Wow, what a doofus he is. No, Ron DeSantis is focused on trying to save people in his state of Florida and trying to get things in position to deal with the aftermath. That's what it is. And Kamala Harris is doing everything possible to turn it into a political thing. She has zero authority when it comes to FEMA. Zero authority, zero decision-making ability, zero capabilities, zero power to do any damn thing relative to the storm. So I'm with Ron DeSantis. I wouldn't take her freaking phone call either. You know who did take her phone call? Howard Stern. Oh, how I have lost respect for Howard Stern. Now, I got to be honest with you. I never, quote, well, respect is the wrong word. I appreciated what Howard Stern did as a broadcaster at times. At times. I'm going to give you that proviso. The old Howard Stern, if he would have scored an interview with Kamala Harris, would have opened by saying, hey, when did you find out that your husband Doug knocked up the babysitter? Right? That would have been out of the gate Howard Stern. Second question would have been, so, what about Dougie slapping his girlfriend at the Cannes Film Festival? Anything on that? Well, neither one of those questions were raised. Isn't that interesting? Instead, Howard Stern provided what can only be described as a long-form commercial for Kamala Harris. Did he ask her to get naked? Because isn't that the Stern shtick? Did he ask her to sit on the various pieces of equipment that he normally asks female guests to sit on? Did he introduce her to all of the members of the WAC pack? I mean, you tell me. I think Kamala Harris is an embarrassment. It is that simple. I don't know any nice way to say it. If I liked her, I would feel bad. But I don't like her, and I still feel bad. I really do. Because I'm watching someone who I still think is a smart woman. Right? People keep saying, well, she's just stupid. I just don't believe that she's stupid. I don't believe.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep that for a second. So now I have to move further down the list, right? Well, if she's not stupid and she's still saying these things, she's still dishing up these giant bowls of word salad, what is it? Drunk? High? I mean, what other options are there? You tell me. Because I'm trying to come up with one that is, oh, I don't know, polite? Reasonably nice? I swear to you, I'm not trying to be nasty when I talk about her, but I'm embarrassed. And I'm a little fearful. No, I'm a lot fearful. I don't like living in fear. You know, there's certain things that I just don't like. Fear is one of them. And I know what you're saying, because I just got a Facebook note. Hey, Jeff, you said you're going to pull the curtain back twice. That's true. I pulled it back first on Jeremy, who is busy trying to make some sense out of the Kamala Harris clips. Good luck, Jerm. But today, if you can get them. Because it's just, generally speaking, when we're scouring our sources for audio, we look for the best. And generally, you can figure out what the best is. With this stuff, it's all the best for the wrong reasons, but it's all the best. It's appalling. It's awful. It's embarrassing. It's disgusting. And she wants to be president of the United States. Okay, so that's curtain pull number one. Curtain pull number two, because everybody should enjoy this. Tomorrow, we have a meeting, a final meeting for Politics and Pints. Now, given the way these meetings go, it could still be going. It starts at what? It starts at 11. What's the over-under, Germ? Have we set it? Is it still going by 4:30 in the afternoon? I'll bet you. And it's the same meeting. It's the same meeting we've had for the last 5 years about Politics and Pints. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, because if Jeremy and I have to enjoy it, well, then you should be aware of it as well. All right. So we got a lot of great stuff this afternoon, and you sent some over. All right, hang on a second. Let's do this. Yes. God, I don't even know which. Jeremy, I'm leaving it up to you. Jerm, pick the one that you think we should lead off with. One, two, or three. You pick it.
It's an election, Bill, and I take it seriously that I have to earn everyone's vote. This is an election for president of the United States. No one should be able to take for granted that they can just declare themselves a candidate and automatically receive support. You have to earn it.
Oh, okay. Well, she earned my vote with it. It's an election, Bill. This is like Doug and the babysitter. No, this is an election. An election. Yeah. Yep. Oh, you didn't get the invite, Jerm? Oh, Jerm! All right, well, do you want me to try and get you on the list for the meeting? I can do that, except I like you. And I mean, it's up to you. It's entirely up to you. No. Now everybody gets to see our little interactions or experience it. So, Jerm, you're going to have to decide if you want to go to the meeting. I promise. It's a Zoom meeting. So if you you want an invite, I'll try and get somebody to get you an invite. I don't know. I'm telling you right now, though, if you can, like, clip your toenails, you might be better off. Let me get to a couple of quick texts here. 833-804-1140, the Chronic Care of Richmond. Text line 833-804-1140. Some beautiful texts that came in yesterday that I did not have a chance to share with you, and I just want to share them with you. Jeff, thank you so much for playing the beautiful music today. I am a Christian, and I repeat the Shema every day. It reminds me of how close God is to me every day. God bless Israel. Well, thank you. Tobias in Henrico says, Jeff, Israel is the apple of God's eye. He will not allow it to be destroyed. All right. 804, hey, Jeff, I've been a Christian for many, many years. I learned at an early age about Judeo-Christian faith. However, I would love to learn more about our Jewish friends from you. Please consider teaching classes about your Jewish culture. You and your family have been prayed for many times. I am so unbelievably unqualified to teach something like that. Believe me when I tell you that. However, there are some great people and there are some great educational programs. I do know that AJU, American Jewish University, actually does an intro to Judaism. Yeah, an intro course to Judaism. So, yeah. All right. 804 says, Jeff, you know, Howard Stern has become Don Imus. It's everything he used to hate. Yep. Absolutely. 804, the old Howard Stern used to interview Trump all the time. Quite true. Another 804, Jeff, how arrogant can she be with this? I don't know. It seems to me like she's swinging for the stands finally. 804, Howard Stern lost relevance nearly 30 years ago. 804, Jeff, Don't knock New Jersey. Trenton makes the world takes. I think they've taken that off the bridge because I'm pretty sure that somebody stole the bridge there in Trenton. At least that's what the bridge across the Delaware says. Who knows? New Jersey can be in play come November the 5th. Oh, wouldn't that be great? 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.